gets away from Holland. He's got support on the inside. This is going to be a very good try for Canberra. They get it out to Croker. He's in. Goes down the short side. Jared Croker pops it back inside the contract. And he's in. Lake Austin steps off one. He's going to score here. That's why he's so dangerous. So Canberra 32, Canterbury 28.
Well, Canberra Raiders did get out of jail against the Bulldogs. The Raiders had to score three tries in the last 5 minutes, and joining us on the line this morning is their captain, TK, and I'm sure a very happy and relieved captain, Jared Croker. Good morning, Jared.
Good day, boys. How's it going?
Going very well, mate. With 6-7 minutes to go, what were you feeling?
Put it that way.
Oh, I don't want to go back into that dressing room, mate, but... You know, remarkable stuff, really, Jared.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was. I've got to give credit to Blake Austin, mate. He came on there late in the game and brought that energy that we knew he would. And it was actually when Brad Abbey went down, he was just walking around everyone telling us that, you know, we've got this, we can win this, we can still win this. And I sort of, to be honest, I was looking at him going, geez, how are we going to do this? And when he was saying it, but, mate, he brought that energy. He scored a try, set one up, and had a few line breaks. And, now, essentially, I think he got us over the line in the end.
Yeah, he was very, very good. It's a shame, though, Jared. It looks as though he may be heading overseas, the English Super League, Blake.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a shame, mate. It's unfortunately, it's just the business we're in at the moment. We've lost a couple of players this year. We've got a couple of big boys leaving as well, Junior and Boydie. So, mate, it's not ideal. You obviously want to keep your squad together, but the way the salary cap's going at the moment and... It seems to be happening to a lot of sides, so disappointing. But I'm sure Blake's looking to, you know, set himself up. He's got a young family, and you know, he wants to do the best thing by them as well.
Yeah. I saw Ricky in the press conference, and he called the performance disgraceful or pathetic.
Pathetic.
How was he after the game?
And you're sitting next to
him. He's a mate of mine, but how was he after the game, the big fella?
Yeah, he wasn't. He was all right, but he. It gets, you know, it's a bit of a hard feeling in there. I mean, put it this way, it was one of the worst team songs I've ever sung. It was, we had a few words before it, so it was, yeah, it wasn't the best team song we've ever sung, but we got out of Belmore's 2 points, mate. That was the main thing.
No, but it's happened to you guys a couple of times this year where you probably haven't been the better team and you've lost. And you've had some games you have been the better team and lost, you know, so.
Yeah, look, I knew exactly how the Doggies were feeling. I was talking to Clay Priest after the game and said, mate, we've had five or six of them, mate, so I can't say I feel sorry for you. But, yeah, look, they played well, the Dogs. They played a good game. Like you said, they were definitely the better side, I thought. So we definitely got out of jail, but like I said, we'll take it.
What do you put your inconsistent season down to, mate?
Look, it's a tough one. We're sitting outside the top eight, obviously, so we can't say that we haven't been. You know, we've been good, but we've played a lot of good footy, just, like, it's pretty obvious that we've lost a couple of the tight games, mate. So, you know, it's hard to put your finger on it, really. And, you know, there's some weeks we're sitting in the video room looking at the exact same clips in the last 5 or 6 minutes. So, it's really hard to put my finger on, mate, to be honest. But maybe we need to play bad and just wait till the last couple of minutes to try. I don't know whether that's it or not. But, look, it's helped having Josh Hodgson back. There's no denying that. I mean, Lever's been great for us, but Hodgo's up there next to Cameron Smith, in my opinion. So it's been good to have him back as well.
Yeah, he's had a terrific impact, hasn't he? But unfortunately, Jared, when you have a look at the table, the Warriors are getting the wobbles, right? They've lost back-to-back matches, but you're probably one game shy at the moment. You know, do you lose a bit of sleep at night? I'm sure Ricky does, tossing and turning, thinking if we're a little bit closer.
Yeah, look, I lose sleep most nights, to be honest. But it's hard not to look back at a lot of those games where, you know, if we'd have just jagged one or two of them out of the, you know, there's probably six where we could have, you know, essentially pinched. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do about it.
No, that's right.
We just got to look at the Cowboys, and we've got to beat the Cowboys, and then we've got to, you know, regroup and go to Cronulla. That's the only way we can look at it, mate.
Yeah, and the thing that'll give you confidence, though, I think it was 2016. You went on that run towards the end of the year.
Yeah, we've had a couple of late runs at the end of the year, and a lot of the times when we played semi-final football, we've actually gone on a run, and won a lot of games towards the back end of the year, which is not the best way of going about it. But
no.
If we're going to do it, it's going to have to happen again. So. Well,
because you're really, being three games out of the eight, you can't afford to lose any more games, really, can you?
Yeah, look, it's going to be tight, mate. And like you said, there's that fair space there now. And it would have been nice to be, a touch closer to strike. But like I said, we can only go about the Cowboys now. And after that, we can go for the Sharks. So that's all we can really do at the moment, mate, unfortunately.
Yeah, Jared, I guess it's a nice problem to have, but Blake was so effective playing that 16-minute sort of cameo. Do you leave him on the bench as your utility, or do you start him? I'm not too sure what you do with him.
Mate, neither am I. It's a really tough one. I mean, I didn't think our halves were... I thought our halves were pretty good. I mean, Blake was really good off the bench, and I thought our halves controlled really well. Sammy set up a try and scored a try. So he set one up, and I didn't think they were that bad either. So it's a bit of a tough one there. I'm glad it's not my job to pick it. But, look, hopefully Jordan Rapana's back this week as well, which will help, and maybe even Luke Bateman. So it's a good little headache to have there. But like I said, we'll pick our best 17 and just got to go week by week.
We were talking about your best 17. Joe Tappany, he's been charged with dangerous contact. Shannon Boyd left the field too with a calf injury. How'd he pull up?
Boyd's a bit sore. It takes a bit to keep the big fella off the field, so it must have been a bit tender, I think. And I think he's looking at probably 2 or 3 weeks, which is not ideal for us either. He's been pretty good, the big fella, this year. I think he's looking at least 2 weeks. But hopefully Papa pulls up well from Origin. And like I said, Luke Bateman, a bit of a chance as well. So while you're probably going to lose two, you might get two back, which has sort of been our season.
Who's the star of the Thoroughbred or Harness stable at the moment, mate, for you?
I've got a couple, mate, to be honest. I had a Napoli run second to Goulburn on Friday. It's going pretty well. I've got one called Territorial. It's been scratched from 3 highways in a row just because of the wet track. So we're looking for a dry track, mate. I think it'll be in Warwick Farm on Wednesday, actually.
Okay. Territorial.
Tash Burley trains them out of Goulburn there. And I've got 2 paces up at Albion Park at the moment, completing for the derbies and the one's up there. One's called That's What I Said, and our triple play are both up there, so they're probably the 2 stars of the posters at the moment, mate. So
That's What I Said, and what was the other one?
Our triple play.
Yeah, fantastic, so mate. Jeez.
In Queensland, mate, the next couple of weeks.
We'll follow those very closely, mate. We'll have something on them or not.
Beautiful. That's What I Said. It was a bit disappointing in the groups around the weekend, but I think we travel up there a couple of days before took it out of them, so hopefully on for Derby in 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Derby horse, TK.
Wow.
Got us written all over it.
Well, that sounds good. Good on you, Jared. Well done, mate.
Beautiful, Louise. Thanks.